Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and verse 11. He said, take heed, brethren, lest... I'm in the wrong place. Well, y'all said the right thing, you know. We desire, verse 11, that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful or slothful, depending on who you read after, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I'm going to read that again. Look at it with me closely. We desire that every one of you, everybody, do show the what? The same what?
Diligence.
To the full assurance of hope or expectation to the end. Then he says this on another side, that you be not slothful. There's two words I want you to notice here. The previous verse, the word diligence. And in this word, the word slothful, which is the other side of it. It's the opposite of being diligent. Some of your translations, what do they say instead of slothful? Huh? Sluggard or sluggish or lazy. We don't say slothful so much. Now it's usually lazy. Lazy. We could preach on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In fact, we will. The subject is diligence. Diligence. I've been stirred up in my spirit about it. And I believe we should get into it and get in the Word on the subject. And as I begin to delve into it, oh my, it's big in the Scripture.
Yes.
Hundreds and hundreds of references about this. And the opposite of diligence is laziness, slothfulness. And man, they're just, we're going to get into them tonight. They're just scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture about don't be lazy. But how many people come up to you and readily admit, you know, I am lazy? When's the last time you heard somebody said, you know, I am a lazy rascal? Well, no, I mean, if you ask anybody, are you lazy? Well, no, And just asking and talking to people, it'd be hard to find any lazy people. Because nobody, or very few, are going to acknowledge that they're lazy. Well, then, who are all these scriptures for? Because the Lord obviously is addressing a big issue and a big problem. Did we get rid of all the lazy people on the planet? Or are there a lot of folks being slothful, lazy, not being diligent, but not calling it that, not acknowledging it? And is it costing blessings? Is it costing people in life? Everybody say diligence. I want us to begin tonight talking about diligence. Let's read our text again. We desire that every one of you, who's this for now? Are there part of us in here tonight that's so diligent that we don't need to hear about this?
No.
This is for who? Every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. How long do you need to be diligent? all the way to the end. That you be not slothful. One translation says dull and lazy. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now here you see two other words used after diligence. He said, show diligence all the way to the end. Don't be slothful, and through faith and patience. Patience is a word that goes right hand in hand with diligence. Somebody say patience. And diligence. Now see, the way we use patience in modern vernacular, people tend to have the idea of a passive waiting. Just be patient. Sit down and wait. That's not what this word means. In the Greek word is translated patience, does not mean sit passively and wait. It actually is in other translations brought out perseverance. Persistence. Through faith and perseverance, you inherit the promises. Does that sound like being diligent? Through faith and what? Perseverance. Or you could say through being diligent. Faith and being diligent. Faith and being persistent and being perseverant. Through that, not just faith, but through faith and the diligent persistence, you'll inherit the promises. Now that's what we need to get into tonight, because there's some folk that have gotten off with what they're calling faith. Everybody smile and look straight ahead. Now be happy. And if we say something that's a little close to home, don't get a scowl on your face and because what will that do? That'll give you away. Yeah. Right at the moment, just smile and look straight ahead and go, amen, Brother Keith. Amen. Boy, somebody needs to hear that. And if it's you, that's between you and the Lord. But if we do this right, something's going to apply to every one of us before this is over with, right? Because the Bible's talking to me and it's talking to you. And none of us have arrived to where we don't need to hear these verses anymore, right? But we got to be honest with ourselves. There might be some areas where you just are fervent and diligent in your life. And then there might be some others where you're just other areas where you're just completely lazy in this area. Doesn't mean that you just are a lazy person, period. It means in that area, you've been lazy. Y'all with me? So we're not calling names. We're not throwing stones. I'm not judging you. Don't judge me. Right. I'll judge me. You judge you. Right. And most of it can be private.
Yes.
Right. Yes. I'll just treat you like you're diligent in every area. Yeah. You can treat me like I'm diligent in every area. And if we're not, well, that's our personal business. We'll get on it and take care of it, right? And get revelation and light throughout the teaching. And everybody said out loud, Father,
Father,
I reverence your word.
I ask
for illumination, increased light, and revelation. Show us how these verses apply to us, how they apply to me. I'll receive it. I'm open. I want to know. And by your grace, we'll come up and move forward. Amen. So be it. So be it. A number of people have used their distorted idea of the faith message to excuse and justify their lack of diligence. The number of folks have the idea they're not going to do anything. They're just going to believe God and do nothing. But the Bible paints another picture. And James said, faith without works is dead. And we've talked about faith, and we're talking about faith on Sunday mornings. And we're going to keep on talking about faith. But we need to talk about this side too, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, you believe God. Yeah, you make confessions. But there's also boots on the ground. There's also getting up early.
Yes.
And staying up late.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
Going when you don't feel like going.
Yes.
Doing it as long as it takes when you wished it was done 5 days ago. And how many know that if you ignore all that and you're just going to make confessions, there's some things not going to work.
That's right.
And if you're not knowledgeable of this, you can be scratching your head going, well, I believe I'm making confessions. Well, yeah, but there's diligence.
Amen.
Through faith and, let me say, and. Faith and. Patience, perseverance. He mentioned diligence previously. You inherit the promises. Go to the text. Let's read the rest of this because this all flows together. He said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we just got through reading in Galatians that you shall reap if. There's an if. If you don't faint. I mean, what would fainting look like and sound like? Well, you get tired of fooling with it. You get tired of doing it. So you quit and go sit down. Go lay down. Quit. Well, are you going to reap anyway? No. He went on to say, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. When God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Is anybody bigger than God?
No.
He had to swear by himself because there was nobody else bigger than him that he could swear by. And he said, surely blessing I'll bless you and multiplying I'll multiply you. And so the next afternoon, so in 3 days, at the end of the week, at the end of the year, after he had patiently, what does patient mean now in the Bible? Not passive waiting, perseverant, persistent and after perseverantly enduring, is that a new word? He obtained the promise. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He got it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me